everyone, it's Samila from Menswear by a Woman podcast. Welcome to another episode. I hope you're all doing absolutely well and stylishly fabulous. Today's episode is based in, well, this is my first ever episode in Nigeria. His name is Joseph Tate, and I'm sure everybody knows who Joseph is in menswear world. And I'm going to get him on board because his illustrations are the most amazing, magnificent, and they bring you, they always give me a smile. Joseph, welcome to Menswear by a Woman podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And that intro was just amazing. I mean, I should be taking teats every time from you because you're giving me
well, incredible vibes.
So thank you for having me in your podcast, Amira.
Thank you so much. But it's the truth, Joseph. Your illustrations, they are such beautifully done and they always bring a smile to my face every time. And I'm sure everyone else says the same thing. I just want to know how did you get into it?
I began in 2019, although I've been illustrating for some time, ever since I was a boy. I remember when my dad came home one day and he told me, hey, look, this was when I was probably 7 or 8, and he said he needed me to draw. There was a competition or something like that, I remember, and I needed to draw the president, the sitting president at the time,
right?
Olusegun Obasanjo. So I did that, and unknown to me, it was my dad actually gave the portrait to the president, and it was quite fascinating because he did call me and he thanked me for the portrait. So that was my comeuppance from when I was a young child. But what began this whole historic endeavor on my part was in 2019 when I jumped fully into creating illustrations because I wanted to talk about my style and my ideas about fashion.
Right.
And I just began illustrating and putting my work out there. And a lot of friends, a lot of people who were following me at the time were like, oh, I love what you're doing. This is amazing. And they would ask me to probably give them a draw, an illustration, or create something for them. And that was how it all began. And I haven't looked back since then. And in 2020, we transitioned fully into a kind of studio-like organization. And now we do illustrations for both personal brands and businesses as well.
Was it something that you've always wanted to do? Was it something, or did you have something else? Was your career in something else?
Yes. When I left university, I began. I was literally doing UI and UX designs.
Oh,
and
right. Okay.
I then jumped into creating this art called ICF in Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we didn't have a lot of funding. And so this is why I began drawing, because I was waiting for some funds to come in, and I just started drawing and posting my ideas online while I was waiting for the funding to come in. But when Joseph Tate just blew up online on Instagram,
yeah,
I just continued doing it and I didn't look back again. And so my dreams of creating a software company went down, and my dream of actually becoming an illustrator online just went up. And wow. So I've been doing that since then.
So what
and
is it?
That's how you find my...
Sorry,
you go.
So it's amazing how you went into it, though, how you fell into it in a way.
Yes. Yeah, very, very... it wasn't calculated or anything. I didn't think of creating this project, I would say. I used to call it a project before, but now I call it a business now. And I didn't really think about it. It just happened, really.
Wow. Amazing. It happened really well then.
I know, right? I know. It did happen really well because my first two clients were the Articles of Style.
Yeah.
An American brand. And they were very lovely with me. They just... say, oh, dude, I love what you're doing. I think it's more like a friend. All my clients are like friends to me because it started from having a conversation about style and then about style, music, and things like that. And then it jumps into, oh, let's collaborate and do and bring something to life. And this has been since I've begun, and it's still going strong and from strength to strength even now. I mean, I'm on your podcast, so that's something good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But you've worked with a lot of people though in the industry. A lot of menswear brands.
Sorry?
You've worked with a lot of menswear brands.
Yes, I have indeed. And I think at the time it's been almost like 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years. And everyone who I like,
mm-hmm,
also kind of likes what I do too. So it's, for me, it's very easy to be in the space, because people love,
yeah,
not just the art. I think they really come for the whole, I don't know, I don't want to say a kind of character.
Yeah,
I guess, because the brand is all, the whole just takes a character. He's trying to talk about different things he loves, and by that same notion, people want to join in and experience the same thing I experience. So I think it's a very symbiotic thing that's going on with the space.
How, when you draw these illustrations, is it done digital, or is it actually, no, it's all paper and pen?
Yes. It's digital. Most are digital, right. And I do digital and I do on paper. But I mean, if technology is 2024, so I think everything is technological. Everything is going through my tablet, and it's really wonderful, really. And I think it's easier to work on my tablet than it is on paper, because I have to go and then scan it and then print it out and then transfer it. So it's very easy for me to go on my laptop, my tablet, and just do some work, especially when I'm outside and I'm bored. I just take my pen, take out my tablet, and I'm just keep walking.
Oh wow! So how long does it take you to do an illustration?
It depends. Some take about 3 hours. Some will take about 5 to 6 hours. It just depends on the kind of illustrations, because usually what people ask for is a full body portrait colored in figure, right? Yeah. Or a full body portrait colored in figure and the main object with a pencil sketch in behind.
Right.
And so those ones could really take some time. But usually it's about 3 hours to about 5, I'd say.
Wow. So when you start doing the illustration, Joseph, what comes through, how do you get to a point where, you know, creating a character or something like that? What do you think of, like, the clothes? I mean, I know that sometimes some of the illustrations you do are of certain people who are in the industry.
Yes.
But what about those, that character that's not in the industry but you're coming up with? How does that work? How did you come about it?
I think it's movies mostly.
Okay.
Classic movies, right? They gave me an idea of what it was like before. And I tried to merge what before was like and what today is.
Right.
And
that's
how I truly create most of my characters, because I'm not really a guy for modern fashion, should I say. I don't like the whole dress as you like, and this might be putting people off though, because I think clothing is almost like a sense of telling people who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might be very tacky when people do some things. I'm not an it's a very difficult one to say, because it's taking everything I know, and I'm quite young. It's like I'm not like in my 30s. I'm 29, so
you're very young.
And I began this when I was I began when I was 24 or 23, I guess. Right. So I've been growing steadily while learning, and my learning and my growing has always influenced my art,
right,
and what I do.
Right.
And so when I say classical music, or I mean, I say classic films, I watch them a lot. So I see those visuals and I try to portray them today, not to just bring that era to the now, to the present, because it would be costume, right? It wouldn't be, how should I say? It would be costume. It wouldn't be proper to wear costume in 2024.
Yeah.
But trying to tweak that costume to make it modern in a way that a 14-year-old boy could say, oh, I'd like to get the suit and look like this, right? That is what gives me joy, because I get tons of messages every single day. I can't read them at all. Or people say, oh, look, you really inspired me to get to menswear. And funny thing is, I never thought of actually inspiring anyone to jump into menswear. And so when I get these messages, it does bring joy to my heart. But by the same time, I feel a bit like, I don't know, right? So that's it really for me. It's my experience bringing it just, it just comes, I guess. It's intuitive, as they say.
Well, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Yes, I guess it is. I guess it is.
I think it's brilliant. I mean, with the illustrations and all that for the menswear, what do you feel about the menswear on its own?
Menswear, I think, well, it depends, because there are, I think, different variations of menswear. There's where
the sartorial. Is it more of the sartorial?
Oh, okay. So, yes. The sartorial. Right. What I look at is the sartorial world.
Yeah.
Really, not really menswear in general.
Right. Okay.
Because although when one says sartorial, right? Because even big brands like Armani or Dior, right, they do some sartorial stuff, but then I think it's very modern, it's extra modern, that it takes away from the whole look.
Mm-hmm.
For me, because I've always felt the look actually is the single most important thing.
Mm-hmm. With the menswear, because there's so many branches of menswear at the moment.
Exactly right.
There's so many branches, and with, as an illustrator, how do you feel with the amount of branches, and would you be going into those branches as well? Like, would you be going into those, you know, because there's menswear, the sartorial, the, you know, the modern, the you know, the sportswear. There's so many branches of it at the moment. Do you feel that there's are you going to be just in that the sartorial side of it, or would you ever go to the other?
Yes. Okay. I think I would be in the sartorial side.
You're right. Okay.
Mostly because I think it's just who I am, really.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how I could do some work, but then I think as a philosophy, I don't know if it's a philosophy or it's just who I am, my person. I don't know if I can stray away from sartorial elegance and the whole idea of having probably a custom-made suit made to fit you, and not just a suit, right? Yeah, I think people get so obsessive over the suit. I mean, it could be a bomber jacket that was made from Refugio Napoli that is exquisite. And that is sartorial, right? It's a work of art that is crafted for the body, and I think that's where I am, and I think that's where I would be. But of course, you never know. The future is so open that you could change your views about and especially its clothing. It's very important, but at the same time, it's still clothing, and so it could change. From what it is at the present, but I wouldn't I know them better than they do. there was this time where in my, I'll give you a funny story. In my high school, I was just done with high school, and they had this rap battle.
Right.
In,
okay.
Not in school, but in a lounge somewhere. And I wasn't the biggest rap guy, but I had a bit of a word that I wanted to drop. And so I went there wearing a three-piece suit, right, to a rap battle. And everyone was like, hang on a minute, what's going on here? Right, it was the most, I don't know what to say, it was crazy. So that's how I've been for since I was in high school. It's all about the well being put together.
Yeah.
But I guess you could say whether jeans and shirts could be represented as being put together as well. So
yeah.
Who knows? Who can say?
So Joseph, what's your out of your illustrations, right? Which one is your favorite? Yes. Do you have a favorite illustration?
Oh my goodness. Which one is the favorite? Let's see. Oh my god, I don't think I have one.
Okay.
I don't think so because I put a lot out and I can't really keep count really. But I assure you this, if I go through my catalog and I definitely see what I like and yep. I appreciate even more than the rest, I would send it to you so you could put it up there or something. I don't know. But I don't really have one, I think.
Okay. I've been seeing some of yours, and I don't think I have.
Maybe you could tell me.
I know you was going to say that. I knew you was going to ask me that. I had a feeling. I thought to myself, as soon as I ask this question, he's going to ask me the same thing. Which one's your favorite? I don't know because there's too many. I mean, I love the one with the cars. Majority of them with the cars. I love all the illustrations with the cars.
Thank you very much.
Because especially with the Jag, the racing green. E-type Jag.
Yes. That was a wonderful one, really. I should say you have excellent taste.
Thank you so much.
Do. I mean, you have a podcast called Menswear by Women.
Of course.
I mean, yes.
But the E-type Jag has always been my favourite. It's one of my dream cars that I've always had in my... Ever since a kid, when I first saw it, when I was a nine-year-old, I remember seeing an E-type Jag in a magazine and I fell in love with it. So I think I've
exquisite,
had this,
exquisite, really.
Especially a racing green E-type Jag.
Oh yes, this is the best, really. The color is just remarkable.
Exactly. So yeah, I think that's got to be my favorites, all of the illustrations, but every single illustrations that you've done, they're all my favorites actually. So it would be hard.
I'll go to bed, sleep. I was just sleeping today thinking I have actually been given the approval by the madame here. So thank you very much.
But, you know, as you said, it's really difficult. It is difficult because, you know, when you come across a lot of illustrators like yourselves, it's, you know, it's incredible. It'd be very hard to say which one's your favourite, you know.
I know, right? I know. I mean, I have to make them so I understand.
Have you ever got to a point, right, where there are days where you can't do illustrations? It just doesn't happen, or is it just like no? It just flows out.
I think sometimes you, especially the days where you've been doing some work, and especially here in Abuja, where I still do some small work because we're going to be showcasing my work here in Abuja in a few months' time. So I think sometimes you just get a bit down and you don't want to do some work, but it just comes to you even if you are, I don't know, sad. You know, when I'm sad, I want to draw.
Okay.
I want to not draw a sketch, a man wearing a cloth or something like that, a garment or whatever.
No.
I do sketch some statuettes.
Oh, right, okay.
Some statue, right? I love Bernini and Michelangelo. So I just try them, not replicate them, just draw inspiration from their work. I, of course, I cannot sculpt or anything like that. I just draw what I see.
Right. Okay. Was it difficult starting this whole business?
To draw.
Yeah. No, but starting to do illustration for men and menswear and getting people to get you noticed. Was it difficult?
No. At first, it wasn't, because at first I didn't really get a lot of paying clients.
Right.
At first it was like a kind of like a hobby, right? I was waiting for something to happen, and I was just going with the flow with this one. And I think in November 2019, I just said to myself, you know what, this is really gaining momentum, right? I think at that time I had about 6,000 followers from 400 followers in 2018.
Right.
So it was already growing hugely, and it just happened. Really. It truly just happens. It's more inspired. At that time, I was inspired, but now, because I have a lot of workload from brands and other people, they just. Now it's more planned, as you say, than before, because before it just came to me, because this is what I like. And I should add, because I actually did my feet into creating some projects, because I'm a creative or whatever, right? And so I did do some fashion shows here in Nigeria before my ordeal with my software company or whatever. So I've always been in the space.
Okay.
I don't think it will ever go away, because when I'm sleeping, I'm thinking about this beautiful sports coat I saw, and I'm visualizing how, oh my God, it's so crazy. How could this work with a guy who's going to perhaps wants to go see a race today, right? So I'm always thinking about perhaps not the illustration bit sometimes, but perhaps the whole attire and how it functions in a man's wardrobe, really.
Yeah.
Because I think my family, they get tired of me when I tell them, hey, that doesn't work. You should change it and probably wear something. Like, oh my God, you started the gate. Please let me be. So I get a lot of that. So I'm a bane to people's existence when it comes to what they wear.
What inspires you, though? What's your inspiration? And who's inspired you?
I would say my dad.
Yeah.
Because my father was a man who, he was a polo wearing Armani juggling.
Right, okay.
He was always looking fly, should I say. The new world, or the new kids, they say fly.
Yeah.
So he was always looking.
I'm sure he would say you meant classic, you know, and proper.
Yes, and proper, exactly. You know? So I didn't really think about it when I was younger, because you never really think about these things. It's only when you grow up, and my dad is late, so I inherited some of his best garments.
Oh,
I stole them, I should say. So I would wear them to school, and not even knowing what they were, really. I never knew what they were. I just wore them, his watches. I mean, I lost my dad's gold watch in school just because I wanted to feel fly, as I say. I never really knew what it was. I was 11 or 10 or something like that. And as the years grew by, I started, how should I say, just looking at men's or how people dress in general. I say becoming aware of what I put on and how people looked at the whole ordeal of clothing, right? And it just started, like, and I think when I got to high school, I was creating, because I can sew. I could sew with a machine and whatever. So I was in a boarding school, and all happened is in school there was a craze that was going on in school at one time called a carrot gin.
Right.
It was a very crazy craze at the time, and I would go back home, make these jeans, and then bring them to school and sell them to my friends. Right, and so that was how my whole, yes, crazy, but then it was amazing because I got a lot of customers, a lot of clients who were my friends also. And I think I've always had that right, in okay. me, I guess, I don't like tooting my own horn. People say... People say I know my stuff, and so I just ride a tiger, as Evola would say.
Right, okay, but I suppose you know your style very well, and that's from your dad. That's all came from your dad.
Yes, from my dad. Yeah. From my dad, he was my biggest inspiration, because when I go back and see his photos, I'm always like, oh my god, this guy was on. He was fly, right? I'm always taking inspiration. I think I did one painting of one illustration of him when he was wearing this iconic Ralph Lauren polo, and he was holding a cigar, and he had a pot belly, so that was an off-putting part of it. the whole time was good. It was good, so it was okay.
So who's your favourite menswear brand now? And who would you really like to work with?
I think Ralph Lauren.
I thought you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say
what they're doing right now. It's just amazing. I mean, I've always been a fan.
Right, okay.
But now there's a kind of a new, a breath of fresh air, right? Things are becoming even more flamboyant, more elegant, more extravagant, right? Especially with the Purple Label. I mean, I'm in love with Purple Label.
Okay.
Ralph Lauren should be up there. I like Refugio. He's a friend, but yeah. I do like what they're doing. But what they do, they mostly make jackets, so I think it's not going to be like an all-round purpose for anyone who's looking to buy garments for the whole body.
Right.
I like Refugio. I like Ralph Lauren. And I think I'm just going to name my friends. Léa Frey is an American brand.
Okay.
He's a friend of mine as well. So, and I think he's doing lustily with what he's doing. His pitch to me at the time was he's trying to create a new Ralph Lauren, but for the new school. That was what he said. But I think he's making it work, and he's growing from strength to strength. And his pieces are amazing, mixed in Portugal, and they are of the best quality, the best craftsmanship. And I think he has a very good head for business. So yes, those are my three brands for 2023. But perhaps if we have another podcast for 2024,
we're in the beginning of 2024. Let's come back in about a few months' time, Joseph, and then you can tell me.
So I haven't looked around to see which one I like for 2024.
So what about? Go on, carry on. Sorry.
Okay, I was going to ask. Do you have any favorite menswear brands on your part?
My at the moment, one of my favorite brands are which I keep showing their stuff, well, their products. I think it's called Boogie Holiday.
Oh, Boogie Holiday.
I hope I'm not saying it the wrong way, because I have a tendency of saying things wrongly because of my dyslexia.
It's fine.
It's a Japanese. I think they're Japanese. I've got too many. I've got too many brands that I like. Too many, I think. And
yeah.
Boogie Holiday. That's what they called. Their menswear is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. They have
I'm just
the
practice right now, and I think you are correct. I'm loving it already.
Because every time I see their stuff, their products, I'm thinking to myself, you should be drawing for them, doing illustrations for them. Absolutely, because you know, I'm saying as if I know them really well.
Boogie Holiday, reach out.
Boogie Holiday, reach out.
Reach out.
You know, as if they, but you know what, there's a way.
There's a lot of podcasts on air.
You know, but their stuff is so beautifully done, and the styling of it, and how they put everything together. It's very, it's classic, but it's in a very different sort of classic. It's modern classic to me. If that makes sense. I'm sure I'm going to get messages thinking, what do you mean by modern classic? but to me, it's modern classic menswear. And I just love how they put everything together, kind of thing. And it looks really amazing. The other, I've got too many. I've got a massive list of all the menswear brands that I'm really, really love. So I'll have to send it to you, Joseph.
All right, I'm waiting for that one.
What about the menswear in Nigeria? I'm always intrigued because how is it? What is everyone wearing? What are the men wearing in Nigeria?
Oh, yes. Well, in the city capital, from Mondays to Fridays, you mostly see men wearing kaftan, right?
Okay.
And it's very much like the Indian costume.
Okay,
I don't know what they call it, though. I don't know what they call it, where there's a bit of their buttons in front, and you mix the top and the bottom differently. I don't know what they call it, though, but I think it's quite beautiful the way it's done because this guy, Usman Razak, he makes absolutely beautiful garments, and it's Indian, and I'm trying to give you an idea of what we wear. But if you walk in a bank or an establishment, you probably are wearing a suit,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But for the everyday guy like myself, we put on a kaftan and we look fly.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, I know what you mean, because they're like, I think it's a bit like the Indian salwar and Pakistanis.
Yes, the men who wear them.
And it's similar to what we, it is. It's very similar, actually, you know. Because I'm looking at it and it's like, I can totally understand.
The suits are at the basic of what men wear here. And although it's not just the kaftans and the suits and what have you, they're always mixing it with different varieties. Although I think it does depends on where you are and who you're with, right? Because you can have a couple of guys who wear suits and kaftan during the day and then just go into wearing a t-shirt and a jean during the night, and other people who try to put in some more work on what they wear at night.
Yeah.
So it's a very diverse place. But in general, it's a suit and the kaftan, and that's why every time you come here, you always find a bespoke house or a couture house having.
Oh wow! Okay.
The stable truly is a kaftan, truly. What they make here to the best of the ability. I mean, the ability for making kaftan here is just amazing, right?
I can imagine.
I have a couple and I love my kaftans.
So that needs to be in the illustrations, right, Joseph?
Sorry?
That needs to go into one of the illustrations.
I have some. I have like I do have like two or three illustrations of I have this one of a gentleman from Lagos who commissioned this piece of we call it a Buba and Sokoto.
Okay.
Right in wow. Yeah, the name of it's called a Buba and Sokoto. It's a very large ensemble of clothing that you wear.
Yep.
On top of the kaftan, so it's a very large. It's like a tent, really.
Okay.
But you could.
Okay, I know which ones you're talking about. Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I know which ones you're talking about now. I can see them.
All right.
But it'd be great to see a kaftan with pinstripe trousers or something, and a print, and having a pinstripe jacket on top.
No, you're giving me ideas. Incredible ideas.
It'd be great to see that, actually. So what has illustration done for you in menswear? Has it made you feel, what does it make you feel like? And would you ever be able to live without it?
Of course I can live without it.
Okay.
But I think it's just part of me that, what has it done for me?
Yeah.
Well, it's made me find a lot of friends that I probably wouldn't have found before.
Sure.
And the relationships that I've built throughout the years, I mean, the 5 years I've been doing this has been quite remarkable and incredible, truly.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask for the friends that I have now, who are just a diverse set of human beings who are amazing.
Yeah.
Who, it's just, the relationships are just absolutely amazing. I mean, if there's anything we could leave behind us when we leave this world, is the relationships and the friends we have here. Truly, those are the things that I would say I have gotten from menswear, and I substantially above any other, even the financial aspect or the growth in business. I think the friendship is number one.
Yeah. And it gives you a total different horizon.
It makes you feel.
Yeah, I can relate to that, totally. So, what's your next project? What's your next project? Can you tell us what your next? What's the next?
I don't
thing?
Want to steal the beanstalk.
Oh no! So there's kind of a lot of projects coming in, right?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I said, is there a lot of projects coming in the way, or are they already here?
Definitely, it is 2024. We have so much lined up, and I'm just excited to see what this year has in store for me. And like I said earlier, I'm going to be displaying some of my projects here. Yeah. It's a private showing, and I'll definitely give you an invite if you are here. Well, but I mean,
that means
you're
a lot.
So far away.
I should tell my friend, let's go to Nigeria.
You know? Oh yeah, definitely. She should turn up then. Turn up. I think we have a lot of things for 2024, and I'm just excited for what this year is going to bring. So just stay tuned for all of you who are listening. Stay tuned, and you will definitely see the best of 2024 from Joseph Tate.
Fantastic. And last of all, I wanted to ask you, if somebody is trying to or starting to do illustrations in menswear,
yes,
what would you advise them how to go about it and how to do it? Because it is very difficult, because there's so many people out there
doing illustrations.
And, you know, like people like yourselves and others who are like Mr. Slowboy. I mean, you guys are professional illustrators. And someone who's just starting up, not even competing with you guys, but how do they, you know, get to that point where somebody sees them and says, yeah, let's do it. Let's do a collaboration or something together. What would you advise them?
Well, I think, I would say, put what you feel is you out there, truly. Because if you try and copy someone else's work, it probably wouldn't translate the way you would like it to be. So I think the authenticity is 100% the first thing you should do. Secondly, I would say find people who love, not even love what you do, like minds, like yourself, and follow accounts that you love and would love to be part of. And this would be amazing for your growth, because those accounts, when they see your work, they could actually pass it on to someone else. And this is how you grow, really. This is how you grow, because it's all connected. It's all a network of people who love and do the same thing. So if you put in your passion and your own personal style, I would say, because I think there's a lot of people who have a kind of same style in the space. A kind of difference, a kind of difference would probably make would go a long way.
And on that note, Joseph, I'd just like to thank you so much and coming on to Menswear by a Woman podcast. Love your illustrations. Absolutely honoured and amazing to have you on board. Thank you so much for your time, Joseph.
It's been amazing talking to you. Such an honour on my part as well.
Thank you, Joseph. And we will be having a second part very soon.
Definitely. I need to send you some of my caftans as well, so you can try them on. I'm just kidding.
So we're going to have a second part to Joseph Tate's episode.
Yes.
Definitely in the year. Thank you, Joseph, for coming on to Menswear by a Woman. It's been an absolute honour and pleasure. Great having you on board. Same. Love your illustrations.
Thank you very much.
Love your illustrations. Fantastic.
Thank you very much again for having me. I would love to come on again if you would have me. So let's see what happens in the future.
Yep. Here's to 2024.